This is
The Midnight Reverie, but Don't Be Lasagna X,
a Star Wars All Media Types fanfic.
It is rated T, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody / Obi-Wan Kenobi, and has the tags Established Relationship, Cody and Obi-Wan on Tatooine, Emotional Hurt Comfort, Fluff, Kissing, and Slice of Life. Summary: Obi-Wan tilts his head up on instinct and earns himself a forehead kiss. Cody settles down beside him, shoulder to shoulder, and pulls the blanket around himself, too. "You okay?" Cody asks quietly. There aren't any winds kicking up the sands this night. Just a chill that sinks so deep into bones it aches. Obi-Wan sits a few feet from his home, accompanied by his yuppie, Rue. He pets her snout lightly. Though her skin is dry and rough, her sparse, thin hair makes her soft to touch. She snuffles and pushes into his hand when he pauses his petting. He senses Cody before he hears him, how subtly his force presence brightens with alertness as he awakens, inaudible rustling inside till the door creaks open and out he comes. Sand displacing under feet in shushing noises. He drapes something over Obi-Wan's shoulders. A questing thumb finds it's their more coarsely textured blanket, one Cody doesn't mind bringing outside. And Obi-Wan tilts his head up on instinct and earns himself a forehead kiss. Cody settles down beside him, shoulder to shoulder, and pulls the blanket around himself, too. "You okay?" Cody asks quietly. Obi-Wan often doesn't know how to answer that question. Okay is relative. Some days are better than others. Some days are for mourning. Some days are for living. "Yes," he says. He twines chilling fingers with Cody's warm, calloused ones, presses palm to palm. "It was just quiet. Too quiet." Rue is the only living thing besides himself and Cody for miles. When he'd brushed Cody's curls aside and left the comfort of bed, she'd been the only other sentient awake. Not many dare pass through the Jundland wastes. Tuskens make up their scant few neighbors. Rue is a simple creature with simple wants and needs. He scratches between her eyes and she shudders, face planting in his lap as if to say, "That's the spot. More, please." Her presence in the Force is calm. It's a welcome distraction from an all-too-introspective mind. Many years ago, during the war, he'd explained the living Force to Cody, how the Force flows through every living thing. How the Force flows through a very living thing, and how Jedi can feel it thrumming, feel the unique signature of each and every life form, can feel others' emotions in the tide as easy as breathing. They haven't spoken of it since, but he suspects Cody knows what it means when Obi-Wan has these moods. "It's too quiet," it means. "I reach out and feel no one. They're all gone." Obi-Wan breathes in and out deeply. He strokes the face of the gentle creature in his lap, squeezes the warm reassurance of Cody's hand. "Some days are for mourning. Some are for living." He looks at Cody properly for the first time since being joined tonight. The night sky, constellations of stars and Tatooine's three moons, is all that illuminates him. Cody is always so pretty. Dimly lit as he is, Obi-Wan can make out eyebrows resting neutrally, the soulful gaze of his eyes, the soft curve of his cheek. With more light, maybe Obi-Wan would see an imprint from a pillow on his cheek. "Couldn't sleep?" Obi-Wan asks. "I woke up when you were gone." There's no ire to his words. Just a simple explanation. "I missed you." Obi-Wan kisses him. It's a light thing that lingers as he pulls away. Even after all this time, kissing Cody has never stopped being a replenishable balm for his soul. They sit and stare out at the dune sea, the great expanse washed by starlight. It's all so still now, not even a bantha to be seen.
"You ready to head in?" Cody swipes his thumb over knuckles. "I can make you a cup of tea." It's cold out, and Obi-Wan has been outside for long enough. He's found what he needs.
"Yes, dear, I'm ready. Though I will pass on the tea tonight."
There's a protest brewing in Cody's tongue, he can tell. But it's for naught. His reasoning has nothing to do with water rations and martyrdom. "Peace, my love. I want to return to bed and kiss you some more." Cody radiates fondness and mirth. "Yeah? You want to make out?" Obi-Wan smiles and leans in closer. "Yes." Cody kisses him. His nose is cold against Obi-Wan's cheek. But his mouth, impossibly hot. A hand comes up to cradle his bearded jaw, and the blanket slips from their shoulders. Obi-Wan shivers. Maybe it's from the brisk air. Maybe it's from the tantalizing hint of tongue. Cody breaks away and his breath puffs into the space between them. Okay, inside. His hand lingers. Gods, you're addictive. Not a part of Obi-Wan disagrees. The sand stirs as Cody levers himself up. Obi-Wan can taste the questioning when he doesn't follow immediately. I'll just be a moment, dear, says Obi-Wan. A minute or two at most. Cody squeezes his shoulder and gives Rue a pat. Then he's trotting back into the refuge of their home. Obi-Wan's focus shifts to Rue. He hasn't pet her for a while, he's sure, but her head remains steadfastly in his lap. She can be so stubborn sometimes. It's time we part, my friend, he says, petting her one last time. She blinks at him, terribly inconvenienced, when he stands and displaces her from her pillow. She snorts. I know, I know. The blanket is on the ground, so he picks it up, hangs it over her back, and smooths it down as if tucking her into bed. Her skin is thick enough she doesn't need a blanket, but she enjoys the extra warmth. I'll see you in the morning, he promises. Feeling lighter than he did when he left the sanctuary of bed earlier, Obi-Wan trudges the few feet to his home. Cody is waiting for him in bed, waiting to welcome in his arms and kiss for as long as they see fit. He opens and shuts the door behind himself. It's worlds warmer in here. There aren't any lamps on, but even without the force, he'd be able to make his way in the dark. Shoes come off first, then socks, followed by his robe, tunic, and trousers. He leaves them in a pile and kneels on the bed, which groans under his weight, and pulls the covers over himself. Hey, says Cody quietly. The sheets shush with the creak of the mattress as Cody scoots closer and runs a hand over Obi-Wan's thigh. Come here. Obi-Wan lets himself be tugged flush to Cody. His eyes in absolute relief at skin against skin, and Cody's lips on his. Yes, this is just what he needs.